Hi there. Thanks for joining me. This podcast is all about sharing positive advice and wisdom for daily life in recovery. And today we're going to talk about social anxiety. If you're here with me right now, you're probably in recovery and you've either been diagnosed with social anxiety disorder or you struggle with feelings of anxiousness in social situations. First of all, I just want you to know that you're not alone. Social anxiety is a really common challenge for people in recovery. And maybe, like a lot of other people, you used alcohol as a tool to deal with things. But when it was removed, you are left with nothing but your emotions, which can be difficult. Social anxiety is hard, but it doesn't have to hinder your sobriety or your social life. You can learn how to develop a healthy and thriving social life in recovery. In this episode, I'm going to share 4 simple tips that you can start using today to learn how to cope with social anxiety and improve your daily life in recovery. So let's go ahead and jump in and get started with tip number 1. Consider going to therapy. I know, the word therapy is attached to a stigma, but if you can overcome that, it's a really great way to work through feelings of anxiousness and address the underlying causes. One-on-one behavioral therapy can be intimidating at first, but it'll help you learn how to apply healthy coping strategies without relying on drugs and alcohol. Whether you're currently enrolled in a drug rehab program or you've recently completed one, therapy is a great way to enhance your personal growth and tackle ongoing issues of social anxiety. Our second tip today is to practice relaxing with deep breathing exercises and meditation. Relaxing is a learned skill and it will take practice, but deep breathing and mindful meditation can help. Simply try setting aside a small block of time each day that's reserved for deep breathing exercises and meditation. This alone is a great way to practice some effective stress relief techniques that you can rely on when your anxiety or panic sets in. Moving on to tip number 3, avoid social situations that revolve around alcohol. So instead of attending alcohol-centered events or social gatherings, make an intentional choice to participate in alternative activities. This could be team sports, an art class, or even a group bike ride. Just doing something enjoyable and familiar can help you feel more at ease, relieve some of your stress, and also reduce the likelihood of relapse down the road. Plus, there are plenty of great social activities that don't involve drinking or drugging. That brings us to our last tip today, and possibly one of the most important, which is to accept your personal imperfections. So let's face it, no one's perfect, and it's unreasonable to expect perfection. But part of the recovery process is learning to accept life on life's terms and adjusting accordingly. This means that you accept yourself for who you are, imperfections and all, and start viewing your mistakes as learning opportunities. Instead of letting those mistakes and imperfections define your future, you can take them, learn from them, and practice more self-awareness in the future. Adjusting to a new life in recovery is difficult, but my hope for you is that you can start using these 4 tips to overcome your social anxiety and start living your best sober life. If you have questions, comments, or you want to suggest a topic for our next episode, email me at kelsey.brown@novarecoverycenter.com.